Welcome to The Marriage of Figaro. This podcast is for people who are meeting Figaro and maybe Mozart for the first time. If you already know a lot about The Marriage of Figaro, then you probably won't find much of interest here. Okay, I think it's safe. I think they're gone now. All right, so Marriage of Figaro, no question, is too basic. It's an opera. It was written by a gentleman named Mozart. He lived middle to the end of the 18th century, so now almost 250 years ago, and he was one of the most prolific musicians and artists that ever lived. His life was fairly short, and he churned out an incredible amount of music, not just operas, but symphonies and all kinds of other things. So Figaro was an opera. What does that mean? Well, it, like most operas of that time, was sung through, which means that no one's really speaking. They're singing all night. In that style, when he was writing this particular opera, there was a thing called recitative, which meant that there were chunks of the opera where the plot moved a lot faster and the singing actually kind of sounds like talking, but it's talking on pitch. And then you would get through a minute or two of that, and then you would get to a part where the orchestra would play, and then you would have what sounds, I think, to us more typically operatic. But it would go back and forth between these two kinds of music. It's about 3 hours long, and it's in four different acts. So let's talk about Mozart for a second. I said he lived at the end of the 18th century. He wrote just the music to this opera. He didn't write the words. He worked with a gentleman named Da Ponte. And Da Ponte was what they called a librettist. It stands for the word for little book, libretto. So it's kind of like it's not a novel, it's not a big book, but it's just a script, really. We would call it a script, or probably more accurately, song lyrics. So he wrote these words, Da Ponte did, to be set to music. He collaborated with Mozart, and then Mozart set the words to music. The other thing to know here that comes up sometimes when you go to the opera or you read about this opera is that there's a gentleman named Beaumarchais, and he's important because he wrote the original play. So this whole opera is based on a play that started in Paris with this gentleman named Beaumarchais. He wrote the play, then Da Ponte took the play, translated it to Italian, and made some lyrics, essentially, out of it, and then Mozart set it to music. One of the reasons that it's important to know about Beaumarchais is that actually Figaro is part of a trilogy. There were three plays that Beaumarchais wrote that were related and shared characters and a through line of plot. Of those three, Figaro is the middle one. The first one has also been turned into an opera, not by Mozart, but it's an opera you might have heard of. It's called The Barber of Seville. And Figaro actually is the Barber of Seville in that first play, in that first opera. When you get to The Marriage of Figaro, you're meeting him about 4 years later, literally on his wedding day. And then he goes into the third play too, which I won't get into here. It's not nearly as common, but he is a through line through these three plays. If you think Figaro and you hear in your head this kind of operatic voice, Bugs Bunny cartoon thing going, Figaro, that's not this opera. That's The Barber of Seville. It's the right character, but the wrong opera. In this opera, we find Figaro, as suggested, on his wedding day. There's a subtitle to The Marriage of Figaro, and it's called La Folle Journée, which means the crazy day. If you've ever been married or you've ever been at a wedding, you know, of course, a wedding day is a crazy day. But this being opera, this wedding day is crazier than most. There's one other little plot twist device thing that it helps to know because it's only referred to briefly in the whole script, and it's a little confusing if you don't know where it comes from. It's called the Droit du Seigneur in the French. It means the right of the Lord. So the right, R-I-G-H-T, of the Lord of the castle. This right was the right to have sexual relations with a bride on her wedding night before she went to bed with the bridegroom. It actually was a thing that happened in that part of the world at that time, and this being the period of the Enlightenment, the Count, who is the Lord of the castle in this story, he had abolished this right. He had said it was barbaric. It came from a much more primitive time in history, and he was enlightened. He was not going to have it happen in his household, of course, until it suited his purpose to have it happen, which in this case means that he had his eye on Susanna, who is Figaro's fiance, and he decided that, no, this would be the perfect time to reinstitute this rite so that he could enjoy Susanna's wedding night with her. So there, you have the setup to The Marriage of Figaro, a little bit about Mozart, who wrote the music, Del Ponte, who wrote the lyrics, Beaumarchais, who wrote the original play. Check back for the next podcast. I'll talk you through these main characters, their relationship to one another, get you all set to enjoy the opera.